Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Sunday, the day the Lord has made. And the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. We're so glad today that you have decided to turn that radio on this morning, sit with me for the next 30 minutes, that we might worship and magnify the Lord together. Well, let's get this broadcast started today by doing this song. Maud Cruz likes this, along with a lot of other people, and it says they were praying.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by, as I had before. But the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying. Her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes. My heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. I was walking one night. I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, a sound that the world seldom. The children that God loves so dear, outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees. Praying for someone like me.
Yes, they were praying for someone just like me. Aren't you glad one day that someone felt that you were worthy to pray for? May you say, well, Brother Tommy, that's not quite of a statement. Well, it is a big statement because, you see, somebody didn't give up on me. They knew that prayer was the key. And that would open the door. And I'm so glad today, and we're praying for you. There's a lot of folks that we're praying for in their sickness. We understand that Sherry Williams is going to have to be going, will have to have surgery. One member, her, and also one member, Fred, her husband, and Randy. We call him Randy, and Marie, and all those that we served with many years ago, and Louise, Maya. We've got so many people going on. But we haven't forgotten them, and we're praying for them. Good to hear from my good friend Gerald Kelly also, and let's put him on a prayer list. And we got many, many others that we need to be praying for. We've got some people in our area where I live that need your prayers. We don't need to call their name, but anyhow, we're praying for them. Well, let's go right back now and do this song right here. I believe this song's got a great message to it. And this one says that there is no secret what my God can do. And there is no secret what God can do.
chimes of time. Ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, and was that someone you? You may have long, at its strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power that can conquer you if God be on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He will do for you.
Well, I want to send that up around the Alderson area. My son was telling me the other day about some folks up there that get to broadcast. And it also was telling me about someone up in the Greenbrier that is working there at the Greenbrier. We have several good friends that work in that area. They're going to work or getting off from work. Railroad workers going to work or getting off from work. And we don't really realize just how far and how many are listening to the broadcast. But we hear that just about every day, and we meet people along the way. And hey, come on, let's get real. If we didn't have people out there that was interested and love the broadcast and listen to the broadcast, then there would be no need for this preacher boy to be here on the air. But thank God today, and let's black the devil's eye with this. I believe that God is doing a great and marvelous work right here in this ministry, and with your help and your support, we can't go under because we are going over. Well,
Acts
Martha said in this beautiful song
21.
Right here,
I'm not on an eagle tree, I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. The look of love was on his face. Thorns were on his head. Blood was on his scarlet robe. Stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he
birthday here that I got to remember, and when I was looking at these names right here, Gary Wheeler, we understand, has a birthday, and Jerry and also Ernie, the Wheeler brothers. But if I'm not mistaken, I can be mistaken. I have made mistakes before, probably make it a whole lot more. But if Jerry and Gary are twins, then possibly they're both having birthdays. I'm just taking a guess right there. I will assure you they will let me know different a little bit later on. But this morning they wanted to hear, Gary wanted to hear me do The Preacher and the Bear. And I looked everywhere for that tape and I could not find it. So I decided, well, I think I got one right here that they will all like. And you give it this to listen to. I think this is a beautiful recitation. This is called The Little Lost Lad.
Back in my home in West Virginia when I was just a little lad, out in the hills and in the hollows, possum and coon hunting was the fad. Us boys would gather with all the hounds, and we'd go out in the ridges and listen to the beautiful sound. We'd find us a big rock cliff and sitting down place, and there we just rear back and listen to those dogs as they begin to chase. Them old hounds are telling the news to Mary. And then on that one dark night there, for some reason or another, I wandered off. I got lost from all the others. For 3 days and four nights I clambered around. But on that fourth day, I'll tell you right now, here's one old boy that learned how to pray. I fell down by a big old log there, too tired to think. I began to sob. I said, Lord, won't you help me out of this place? I'll wash my hands, Lord, and I'll even wash my face. Well, I'll mind my granny whenever she tells me what to do, because she understands boys, Lord, and she's even told me about you. And I know that you understand boys too, for you had one of your own. And I heard what happened to him, and I'm so sorry. But Lord, won't you help me find my way home? Well, down at the church just the other day, when the preacher knelt and began to pray, he said you'd help people who got themselves lost. You'd help them get found if they'd only pay the cost. Now, I don't know what it is that you charge, Lord, but I'll be more than willing to pay. You may have to wait until I grow up. And when I do become a man, I may not know what you want me to do. Lord, but you just holler. Whenever I'm doing, I'll drop it. And I'll come running because I know I owe it to you. And when I finished my prayer and I opened my eyes, while there stood old Blue, and my, was I surprised. He began to whine and he licked at my chin, as if to say, boy, where in the world have you been? And then I heard my granddaddy whistle real loud and shrill. He just whistled the one lonely time, but I can hear him still. And then I bowed my head and said, thank you, Lord. I know I'd get found if you only said the word. Now, if I live to be 100 and when I'm old and gray, I promise you I'll never forget that day. That's when I met the Master and I learned how to pray.
Well, Gary, happy birthday to you. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me talk to you just for a little while here out of Genesis chapter 3. If you read verse 12, you will find that the Bible said that Adam said to God, the woman you gave me, she gave me of the fruit of the tree and I eat. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. It was not what Adam actually said. It was what Adam didn't say. You know, a lot of times that really, really means more, seem like, than anything. You know, it's not what we always say, but sometimes it's what we don't really say. Now, first of all, I'd like to say if you're having a problem in your life, it could be between you and God. I know that you don't understand that. Maybe you can't understand that. But you need to realize that if you're having a problem in your life, then that problem could be between you and God. There's one thing I want to make clear today on this radio ministry, that you did not come from a monkey. Now, I know that there's been many theories of evolution, and the evolutionist says that man swung through a tree, lost his tail, fell to the ground, stood on 2 feet, went down to the local seminary and got his license and became a great preacher. Well, I'm not going to agree with that. That's just kind of a preacher's joke. But if there's one thing we need to make very obvious, you did not come from monkey. You did not swim out of the ocean and become a man. According to the Bible said God made man. But the Bible also says that man that is born to woman is but a few days and full of trouble. Well, some have said, well, God had a thought. Well, my friend, God don't have to have a thought. God doesn't have to sit around like you and I and think up what we're wanting to do next. A person said the other day, well, I've been thinking. Hey, a lot of times we get ourselves in trouble because we do too much thinking. You see, he saw that man was lonely. According to the Bible, here's all of the animals of the garden, and there's mating of the garden, mates of every kind. According, we can read that over when we read about the Noah and the ark, we find there was two by two because God intended a mate. Well, there was no helpmate for Adam. Adam was lonely. Here's a garden with everything, and yet Adam by himself needed a helpmate. According to the Bible, now I'm staying with the Bible this morning, and maybe you've been having problems with this because you've believed in evolution and you've allowed someone to fill your mind full of all of this. Well, my friend, the Bible is truth. The Bible said, let the word of God be truth. Let the man be the liar, but God is always truth. You see, God placed them in the garden. Everything in that garden belonged to them except one thing. And he told him, he said, there's a tree in the midst of the garden, and I do not want you to touch it. I don't want you to eat of that tree, because he gave them the warning. The day you eat of that tree, ye shall surely die. I'd like to say to you today, sir, if God says don't do it, don't touch it, then, my friend, it's very deadly and very dangerous to touch it or eat of it. Because if God said don't touch it, that's exactly what God meant. He did not mean that for his good, but he meant it for their good. But there was something here that happened. The devil came along. The Bible said the devil came along, and Eve told the devil, he said, I can't eat of that tree because God has told us the day that we eat, we shall surely die. Well, Satan came back at her and said, no, you'll not die. You see, you've got to realize that Satan is a deceiver. He is a great, great deceiver of mankind. He is the most, he has the most deceptive ways that there is. And finally, Eve gave in to what the devil said, and sure enough, Eve ate of the tree. Now here's something very interesting you will find in that scripture, that when Eve ate of that tree, she was as much alive now as she was before she ate of the tree. Now keep that in mind. You see, because when she ate of the tree that God said, don't eat of it, don't touch it, but she disobeyed God, she listened to the deception of the devil, and she did the very opposite, and she ate of the tree. She looked at herself, her hands were like they were, she looked at herself, and no doubt the devil said, see there, you didn't die, you didn't die, you're just like you was in the beginning. Well, you may feel all right doing all wrong. Keep that in mind. Preachers preach about it, but is anybody listening to what the preacher said? God speaks it. Does anybody listen? No. They do the very opposite. Because God said, don't touch it, don't eat of it. But yet we go right ahead and do the very opposite of what God says not to do. The commandments are not an invitation. God is not inviting you. He is commanding you. He knows what's good for you. He knows what's right for you. He knows what's wrong for you. Fathers speak to their children. But do their children listen? No. Children rebel against the father. They don't listen. You know what my daddy used to say? Son, you're like a politician. You keep running, you will get elected. My daddy always said, son, it's so easy to live it up, but it's so hard to live it down. My dad was a very wise person. My mother spoke to me many, many different times, pleaded with me, prayed with me, talked with me about my life. But did I listen? No, I did not listen. Just exactly like Eve, I partook of the things that God told me not to partake of. It's true that Eve had eaten, and she did not die. But let's go on to the story. She gave to Adam. And the moment that she gave to Adam, everything went out of control. All of a sudden, chaos came to the garden. The birds hushed their singing. In the garden, you can sense it, for something now has died. Animal has turned against animal. Sea creatures are now fighting. Lions roar against lions. Bears roar against bears. All of a sudden, after Adam had partook of the thing that God said not to partake of, now all of the garden has become chaos. The reason that happened, sir, Adam also died. But the reason that happened is because God gave Adam the commandment. God gave Adam the commandment. Adam is the head of the house. And Adam told Eve what God had commanded them not to do. And sure enough, according to the Bible, Adam died. Oh no, he was still walking, talking. Everything was just like it was. But my friend, the Bible says later on in Scripture, Paul said, for in Adam all die. Adam did die. He died spiritually. We did not know sickness. We did not know affliction. We did not know what pain and sorrow was until Adam had partaken of the fruit. But once he partook of the fruit, all of the chaos began to happen. God came walking through the garden. Listen to this. Immediately after that, God comes walking through the cool of the day. Many times he had fellowship with Adam and fellowship with Eve. Now that is broken. Now they can no longer see the face of God. according to the Bible, they are now running and hiding from God because they don't want God to see them. Now they're naked. They're hiding behind the tree. And it was all because of the chaos that had happened. When God said to Adam, "Adam, where art thou?" God knew where Adam was. God knew exactly what Adam had done. After all, the Creator Himself knows it all. He knows the ending before the very beginning. Well, then why did He call to Adam? "Adam, where art thou?" This is very important. He wanted Adam to know where Adam was. God knew where he was. God knew where Eve was. But Adam did not realize where he was. And God said that because God wanted him to know where he was. Now, there's something that Adam never said. Now, what was that one something that Adam never said? He never one time said to God, "God, I'm sorry." He said, "The woman gave to me, and I did eat." Well, my friend, let me tell you something. Adam never said, "I'm sorry." But I want to tell you the consequences of what happened. He lost his home. His family was destroyed. He was driven from the garden. His son turned to get another son and murdered his own son. And after that, from that time on, this world has been in nothing but chaos. And today I say to you, sir, I say to you, ma'am, if God says don't touch it, then don't touch it. The Bible said that obedience is so much better than sacrifice. I am saying to you today, yes, there's one thing that Adam never said. He was not the man who to turn to God and to say to God, "I'm sorry." Hey, remember the prodigal son in closing. The prodigal son said, "I will rise, go back to the Father. I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I've sinned against thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." But let me tell you something. He was willing to admit that he was sorry. I say to you, are you sorry today for your sin? If you are sorry for your sins, confess your sins, because He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that He knew would be called Calvary. Then He made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make His Son bleed. Then He made every stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree He knew would be used to make the aura of the cross. Nothing took His life. On a tree that He created with great love for man, God stayed with His plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free.
Our Father, we're so glad today for the great plan of salvation. We're so glad that only God can forgive us for our sin. Now, Lord, there's not a one of us that don't make mistakes. There's not a one of us who does not transgress about every day. Oh, we don't do it deliberately. But Lord, we make mistakes in our life. But we can turn to you, the author, to finish our faith, knowing that sins can be forgiven. And Father, we've come back to the throne of grace many times and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. There's people listening today in my sound of my voice. That's all they have to say. Because the Bible said if we confess our sin, you would be faithful and just to forgive us for our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We believe that. We trust in that. Our entire being must depend upon that. Thank you for our radio listeners. Thank you, Lord, for those who have paid and prayed and helped us along the way. Because without their help, we could not do it. But Lord, through your help, through your grace, through your mercy, we will continue this great ministry across this airway so that people can hear the gospel and truly find that there is something that they can believe in.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when...